Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. When I served in the military in the 80s. And back in the 80s, when you were in the military, you were going to go one of two places. You were either going to Korea, as in South Korea, or you were going to go to Europe, because we were deeply embroiled in the Cold War at the time. My first orders came down to go to Western Europe, to Bamberg, West Germany, and the 1st Armored Division, the 3rd Brigade, 154 Mechanized Infantry. Now, this meant that should things go awry, we were going to be on the tip of the spear as far as the mechanized infantry. The days of guys on the ground, I'm not going to say it's gone by, but the introduction of them to the battlefield is much easier to do in armored vehicles. So mech infantry, voila, it is born. So, right now, for some reason, they've decided now's a good time to recognize the people who actually served in the Cold War. And according to Assistant Secretary of Defense Elizabeth King, the Cold War was not actually a war, but was a continuing state of political conflict, military tension, and economic competition. Now, we suffered plenty of deaths in training. I witnessed 3 or 4. And for those that were killed or wounded, the Cold War was very real. Political conflict, she said, military tension, and economic competition didn't kill them. In a lot of cases, it was either a training accident or actual combative elements being introduced. Now, what's happening in Ukraine now demonstrate the deadliness and ruthlessness of the Russian war machine, if you want to call it that. But for decades during the Cold War, a period defined as September 2, 1945 to December 26, 1991, we kept the threat at bay. President John F. Kennedy's 1963 State of the Union address, shortly after the end of the Cuban Missile Crisis, honored 3 service members who were killed by enemy action during the Cold War. He said, "We're proud of Major Rudolph Anderson, who gave his life over the island of Cuba. We salute Specialist James Allen Johnson, who died on the border of South Korea. We pay honor to Sergeant Gerald Pendle, who was killed in Vietnam. They are among the many who are in this century, far from home, have died for our country." Now, they have these things called service medals in the military, which means you just have to have served during a time in an area or in a place. And the Pentagon has resisted numerous efforts to create a Cold War service or victory medal. They argued the cost was prohibitive and its creation duplicative with those of other decorations, diluting the significance and prestige of existing decorations. Now, for some, they want to get out there and virtue signal sometime. They realize that the service members and veterans should not depend on the cost of issuing a medal, and instead, to save money, they authorized a Cold War recognition certificate for military and civilian personnel serving during the Cold War. And the duplicative recognition argument rings hollow when seeing the number of medals created over the past 20 years for the operations in the Middle East. Since 9/11, DOD created five medals: the Global War on Terrorism Medal, the Expeditionary Medal, the Global War on Terror Service Medal, the Iraq Campaign Medal, the Afghanistan Campaign Medal, and Inherent Resolve Medal. Wow. 10 years earlier, the Southwest Asia Service Medal was created in permission to wear the foreign decorations Kuwait Liberation Medal Kuwait and Kuwait Liberation Medal Saudi Arabia. Eight medals from the same region in a 30-year span. Now, nobody at the time questioned the similarity between the existing Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal and the Global War on Terror Expeditionary Medal, or the existing National Defense Service Medal and the new Global War on Terror Service Medal. And due to the DOD's post-Vietnam era budgetary constraints and its award austerity program, not even the National Defense Service Medal was authorized from 1974 to 1990. And during this time, especially in Europe, a lot of things were happening. During that time, you had terrorist bombings and murders and kidnappings of service members. But the Global War on Terror did not start until terrorists actually hit the Pentagon. More than 200 airmen were shot down while spying on the Soviet Union and other adversaries. Three incidents alone account for the deaths of 58 people. At sea, attacks on the USS Liberty and the USS Pueblo killed 35 sailors and wounded 171 more. The Korean DMZ conflict resulted in approximately 43 soldiers killed and 111 wounded. So, what we have at play here is this little bureaucracy game where they want to categorize these deaths in casualty databases to prevent provoking the adversary. So soldiers who were killed by a Red Army faction car bomb in 1972 in Germany, and those who were bludgeoned and hacked to death by the North Korean soldiers in 1976, are listed as non-hostile dead. Soldiers operating in or near the Korean DMZ who inadvertently strained in North Korea and are killed by enemy fire or mines are ruled accidents. Major Arthur Nicholson, shot and killed by a Soviet Army guard while conducting intelligence activities in East Germany, is a homicide. We've always had stuff going on. You just don't get to read about all that stuff. I mean, the stuff you know about, I'm sure you sit back and you go, wow. But the stuff you don't know about would make you go, wow. Former Secretary of the Navy Dr. Donald Winter in October 2006 remarked that many Americans died in operations that remain even to this day unacknowledged, that entailed heroism and loss that have yet to be revealed to a grateful nation. We should remember and honor those whose sacrifice brought about a victorious conclusion to the Cold War, to the enormous betterment of the United States and the world. Stuff that I was doing contributed to the collapse of the Soviet regime and the opening of the Iron Curtain, resulting in freedom for millions. In comparison, service medals who helped secure the southern border received the Armed Forces Service Medal. Which I don't know how long it took them to do that, but I mean, I sat in Germany for 3 years. And I would do it again if I was physically able to do it. And of those 3 years, about 2 years and 2 months was spent in the field. Literally, in the field. I mean, my first son was born over there, and I was back in the field in about 20 days. So, was it an enormous sacrifice? Actually, it forged friendships that last even to this day, and I left Europe in 1987. But should there be some recognition for the mission that we accomplished at the time? And for being on point and ready to go and forcing a loss without firing a shot? I don't know. I think it's probably worth more than a certificate, though, don't you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DesantisQualityBuild.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Right now, as we sit on the precipice of what could go really bad sideways, and it really all depends on what Putin decides to do. We got a bunch of people in positions of power that have completely lost their mind as far as what they are focusing on at the moment. And for me, That becomes somewhat problematic. The problem is that we should be worried about a nuclear detonation and what that means to the world, because that would be met with a bunch of observations by but the same sort of observing that goes on whenever we've been doing things. So we have with this invasion and the increasing unpredictability of Putin, and we're reaching a stalemate, an increasingly unwinnable situation in Ukraine conventionally. So Putin's running out of options. He's already locked up generals. He's locked up FSB members, which is the replacement of the KGB that supposedly put this all together. He's already put his nuclear forces on high alert, which rightly makes many people very nervous. One of those people, a writer at The Atlantic, he was nervous too, but for all the wrong reasons. In a laughable article titled, "On Top of Everything Else, Nuclear War Would Be a Climate Problem." See, this tells you right there, he knows nothing about what a nuclear weapon would do. And what it, I don't know what this kind of a nuclear weapon that they have, because they actually have more modern nuclear weapons than we do here in the West. But for Robinson Meyer, the writer of this article, climate change that might result from a nuclear exchange is the bigger of the two problems. Not the actual nuclear detonation. Now, and drink that in. On social media, The Atlantic posted this on Twitter. A nuclear war would kill tens of millions of people and would also prove disastrous for climate change. Well, rightfully so, because Twitter is a place that it's a place where the vicious piranha lay. The reaction was swift and eviscerating. Kyle Mann, the founder of the popular political satire site The Babylon Bee, had this to say: "The Atlantic is going to put my @TheBabylonBee writers out of a job pretty quick here. We just can't compete with satire this good." Media personality Buck Sexton also weighed in on the Atlantic story. "The elitist left has gone truly insane. That's not hyperbole, it's an observation." So here's a question. Is the Atlantic so tone deaf that they think anyone would be left around that could actually give a damn about climate change in a post-nuclear world war? It seems to me, and this should be obvious for anyone who's not caught up in the erroneous viewpoint that climate change is an existential threat, climate change would become exponentially lower on our list of things to worry about. We would be worried about things that, right now seems very, we would be worried about finding food and clean water. And remember, when we're talking about food and water and housing and energy and sanitation, communications, the entire laundry list of day-to-day survival needs, you'd also want it not to be irradiated. So now, as part of your EDC, you now have to carry a Geiger counter. I am very certain that for me, I'm not going to be sitting around as I'm looking at the rubble of what's left of a post-nuclear world going, "This is so bad for the CO2 emissions." Climate change would be at rock bottom amongst the non-elite normal people who would just be trying to survive past tomorrow. But the tone deafness, of course, does not end there. Consider what John Kerry, special presidential envoy for climate, had to say about the Ukraine invasion in an interview Monday on BBC Arabic. He said, "But it could have profound negative negative impact on the climate, obviously. You have a war, and obviously you're going to have massive emissions consequences to the war. And so I hope President Putin will help us to stay on track with respect to what we need to do for the climate." Now, Kerry, of course, was the fast boat veteran. He got wounded when they were going under a low-hanging tree, and he got slapped by a sapling. This is a guy that is, he's married to money. His private jet is, every time you buy some Heinz ketchup, you're paying for that. Every time you buy anything with the name of Heinz on it, you're paying for his gallivanting around the world. I don't know if they actually still own the Heinz thing, but that's where a lot of it comes from. I wonder what he's smoking. I wonder why you and I don't get to smoke it. If there was an award for tone deafness related to climate change, Carrie and the Atlantic would certainly be top contenders for that. The Atlantic's Robinson Miner, also our mayor, says even a minor nuclear exchange would wreck the climate. And he said, I mean this quite literally. If you're worried about rapid catastrophic changes in the planet's climate, then you must be worried about nuclear war. That's because on top of killing tens of millions of people, even a relatively minor exchange of nuclear weapons would wreck the planet's climate in enormous and long-lasting ways. And he goes on about the long discredited nuclear winter scenario. And even though the world would get cooler, the nuclear winter resulting from a full-blown global conflict or even nuclear fall, as some researchers prefer, would not reverse the effect of what we might morbidly call traditional human-caused climate change. Wouldn't the polar bears benefit from that, Robinson? We got fed this video of a scraggly polar bear, but what we would actually have after this would be scraggly humans. And they would probably stop worrying about the polar bears being endangered if they came south because it was all cold down here and they started eating us. For those of you who don't know, a lot of climate scientists have decided that the nuclear winter is not actually a scenario. So they show on scientific grounds the global apocalyptic conclusion of the initial nuclear winter hypothesis has a very low level of probability. Nuclear winter or not, post-apocalyptic concern over climate change assumes that there's anybody left to care. Charlton Heston was once on the Rush Limbaugh show. He said the Earth will survive, replenish itself, and evolve without humans. In the interim, between now and then, we have a lot of other pressing concerns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is glad no one died after a tornado hit part of North Texas.
When you look at the magnitude of the tornado that swept through Jack County and know that there are no fatalities, it is a miracle.
The Republican governor saying 80 homes were damaged or destroyed and two schools were hit by the twister, which struck a small town about 90 miles north of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. NATO is inviting Ukraine's president to speak at this week's summit. President Biden will take part in the emergency meeting in Brussels, Belgium. News of the invitation comes as President Zelensky says he's ready to discuss a deal to end the Russian invasion of his country. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the city's private sector vaccine mandate will remain in place. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, appears before the Senate Judiciary Committee for day two of her confirmation hearing, Jackson saying she recognizes the constitutional constraints placed on a judge.
The law and the facts of the case determine the outcome of cases.
Republicans have accused Judge Jackson of having a left-leaning bias in her judicial philosophy. She had bipartisan support in her previous appearances before the Senate Judiciary Committee, including last year when she was appointed to the Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. If confirmed, Jackson would become the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has tested positive for COVID-19 and is experiencing mild symptoms. She is vaccinated and boosted. This is the second time in 5 months she has tested positive. She will no longer travel with President Biden to Europe. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, if you were a time-traveling supervillain intent on world domination, how might you change the past in order to seize total control of the present? And no, it isn't guns. That would have been my first thought, guns. But what we would want to get rid of would be the personal automobile, unsupervised cash transactions, and uncontrolled mass communication. If you take away freedom of movement, freedom of commerce, and freedom of speech, then you can keep people isolated, dependent on government welfare, and ignorant of any ideas that might threaten the power of the state. So we're talking cars, cash, and communication. Not money in the bank, mind you. Money in the bank is that's a shortcoming. Electronic cars are, and somebody proved me wrong on this one. An electronic car has to be connected to Tesla, if it's a Tesla, right? In order to get the updates and everything, and if you don't do that, I'm not really even sure they'll run. And communication. So if your goal is total state control over the individual, the three big C's have to go. So, is it any coincidence, then, that the Western governments today seem committed to following that very playbook? See, the reason they would love for you to live in a big city is it's almost impossible to own a car in a big city because of parking. So you'll give up your car, and then you'll be into the mass transit thing, which will work from getting you from point A to point B in the city, but it's also under government control. The reason they want a cashless society is we just saw that in Canada, where they were freezing bank accounts. So even people that had money in the bank that would have their account frozen, basically, were just, you know, it was horrible. It was FUBAR. It was all messed up. And communication. Well, we see how they're trying to do communication. We see what they do with our personal communication. We see what they do with the social media outlets. So, They can't go back in time and uninvent the automobile, but they can make cars so prohibitively expensive through endless regulation that only the wealthiest among us eventually own them. Do you know how much a car costs due to regulation? Back, you know, I existed in a day where there were no seatbelts and we were not required to wear seatbelts. Right? There were no airbags. There were no... most of the safety features that are now mandated that have to be on the car drive the price of the car up. Now, on cash, they can't surveil every market transaction, but they can make it increasingly difficult to exchange goods or services without using traceable electronic platforms. They can't completely shut down email, social media, or the internet without shutting down power grids, but they can partner with ideologically aligned tech monopolists to censor information and viewpoints, limit anonymity, and track users. So who needs time travel when it's possible to transform freedom-enhancing technologies into systems of state control? Now, you know, we're all supposed to believe that the carbon dioxide planet plant food is evil. And the only way to save the planet is to ban everyone except the elites from using energy. But it sure is convenient that a century after the automobile revolutionized the world, the ruling class wants to de-revolutionize mass mobility. In the late 19th century, most people lived and died in the towns in which they were born. Then came highway systems and the internal combustion engine, and personal freedom jumped by leaps and bounds. This was a relatively inexpensive way to interact with the world beyond their homes, but they also discovered ideas and economic opportunity that they never would have reached otherwise. And if part of freedom's allure is the ability to choose your path and destination, then the car is freedom. Yet, isn't it strange that personal transportation has only gotten more expensive over the decades? My first car in 1977 cost $500. It would probably still be running today had I not slammed into the back of that Caprice. Gone are the days when a teenager could afford to buy a decent, inexpensive car with some summer earnings. Gone are the models so basic that learning automotive mechanics was part of growing up. There used to be something called the standard model, where you would get one that had a stick shift and didn't have power steering and all this other stuff, but it was still new, but it was relatively more affordable. Nobody makes that anymore. Even the car that I got, and I mean the pickup truck that I bought in June of last year, is considered the lowest of the trim of that particular type, and it still comes with air conditioning, power steering, power brakes, all kinds of passive warning systems and everything else. And I mean, it comes with a lot of amenities, GPS and satellite radio. I mean, a lot of amenities. So nobody buys a standard car anymore. Everything is way up there. Now, you know, car loans that stretch out into eternity are new, a thing now. Building cars from scratch has been replaced by that. Now the Green Police want to replace the affordability of the internal combustion engine and gasoline pumps with expensive batteries made from Chinese and African rare earth metals, usually mined by slaves, and requiring hour-long recharges from electrical power stations running on coal energy. So what's more likely, that cars are a threat to the planet, or that the freedom that cars represent is a threat to state control? If everybody should go look at Minority Report, if you want to. I mean, that's set in the not too distant future. And when you become persona non gratis in that world, they know where you are every minute of every day, and they're coming at you. Now, if the car is freedom, cash is privacy. You can buy and sell without every transaction being recorded or scrutinized. You can hide it, store it, or give it away at will. So what does it say to you that Western governments are already planning for the collapse of their depreciating currencies by preparing the day when their physical currencies can be replaced with purely digital forms? tells me that running the U.S. debt up a few $100 trillion wasn't just the normal work product of criminal politicians and bureaucratic spendthrifts, but an intentional plan to transfer wealth from the poorest to the richest before forcing everyone into an easily surveilled digital system. And if only government-sanctioned digital currencies are allowed, then no purchase, donation, or transfer is private. You think the government would abuse that? Well, once again, back to Canada. Do you doubt that replacing physical currency would end private property and institutionalize Marxist redistribution of wealth? And the cherry on this milkshake is being able to restrict your dissemination of information. There was a time when only the government could talk to the people at a time through subtle propaganda broadcast on radio and television programs. And with the rise of the internet, that changed. So ask yourself when the last time was that the government institutions reacted to any crisis in a way that could be understood as expanding personal choice. School shooting occurs, they demand that law-abiding citizens hand over their guns. Everybody has to be bullied into compliance. Remember the three C's. Diversify what you're holding on to. Keep your car running. Maybe go out and buy a banger that you can work on. Maybe get a landline. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. On March 17, 2022, the New York Times stated it had verified the authenticity of a laptop and its data is belonging to the president's son, Hunter Biden. This is important because all of the Biden children pay Joe Biden a percentage of whatever they take in. So Joe Biden is actually a participant in every little thing his kids do. Now, this is the same laptop holding information that Twitter, Facebook, and other corporate media immediately suppressed when the New York Post, a right-leaning competitor to the New York Times, one that I read every day, reported on it 3 weeks before the 2020 presidential election. This was substantial because this meant that Biden was corrupt. By extension. Now, if they'd known about one of the Biden family scandals, such as the Hunter Biden laptop information, 17% of his voters wouldn't have voted for him. That was found in a post-election poll. This means big tech's suppression of the story likely made enough difference to tip Joe Biden into his low-margin win in the Electoral College, along with some other things that happened as well. It would have been much more difficult to pull that off, if not impossible, to make that happen had that been revealed. Now, back in October 2020, Twitter and Facebook immediately responded to the New York Post's publication of information from Hunter Biden's laptop by effectively banning it from their platforms that effectively monopolized public discussion. Remember, restriction of communication. Twitter punished the Post for reporting the repeatedly authenticated laptop information by suspending their account for 2 weeks. And what this means is that in the crucial days leading up to the 2020 presidential election, most of the corporate media spread an absolute lie about the New York Post reporting in order to mislead the electorate, according to Glenn Greenwald, who I don't really think had a dog in that particular fight. This laptop provides evidence that Joe Biden was involved in Hunter Biden's pay-for-play schemes with foreign oligarchs, which that is an obvious national security risk. Now, when you talk about these politicians that are beholden to the big money, when you're involved in corruption and you're a grifter, well, they own you. Some of these corrupt deals involved Ukraine, a notoriously corrupt country that is currently petitioning the Biden administration to engage militarily with Russia on their behalf. There are some people out there that think that they're going to get out there and say, if you don't do what we want, we're going to blackmail you with this. Russia also has blackmail material on Hunter Biden. According to videos from his laptop, and the FBI knew about this as early as 2019. according to the Federalist reporting. And this explosive revelation, establishes that either Joe Biden lied to the American public or the intelligence community lied to him. Hunter Biden is a very diversified, corrupt grifter. He had business deals that involved China. Texts between business partners indicate Joe Biden was financially involved in Hunter Biden's China deals, contrary to Joe Biden's public claims, because he gets a cut of everything that Hunter Biden gets. China also has blackmail material on Hunter Biden and possibly on Joe. And all of this means major conflicts of interest for the president's foreign policy at a time where we are in the middle of a huge global instability. It also was deliberately hidden from you by collusion between the big tech companies and the Democrat Party. The same presidential administration that benefited from what the big tech hid, they colluded with big tech to maintain and expand these information operations. White House Press Secretary Ginger Goebbels got out there and told reporters in July 2021, we're flagging posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. And she confirmed, we're in regular touch with social media platforms about areas that where we have concern. You might call it a public-private partnership. Democrats have demanded that the Biden administration create a task force to suppress misinformation and disinformation. What did corporate media and big tech call the laptop information they suppressed in 2020? Only for the New York Times to confirm it in 2022. They called it disinformation. And in fact, as Greenwald notes, intelligence operatives immediately enacted a real disinformation campaign against the New York Post reporting in 2020, pushing the false narrative that the Hunter Biden laptop was disinformation. And this is called projection, which is all they do. Every time they say something to you, anytime the left says something to you, they are projecting. You should presume that is happening every time they open their mouth. Like accusing the Republican president of treasonous collusion with Russia, when it's actually a Democrat presidential candidate who did all of that and, hey, made a little money on it too. And this New York Times article, after all the lies and manipulations about the Hunter Biden laptop, is a chilling public affirmation that the ruling class believes you are helpless to choose your own government. They're even bold enough to confirm their power openly. So just like requiring only the hired help and those under the thumb of government agencies to wear masks while their masters wine and dine mask-free, the New York Times openly revealing that corporate media, including itself, Twitter, Facebook, lied and got away with it. This is a hierarchy flex. It's a display of their power. And they're saying, we can lie to Americans and get away with it. And they're also flexing their power to say things they won't allow their political opponents to say. Like COVID. Like when Trump advisors like Scott Atlas faced vicious media smears for pointing out facts that the New York Times finally acknowledged months later. Such as that kids don't need to wear masks and it's perfectly safe for them to go to school. In the intervening time, children needlessly suffered, but the New York Times doesn't care. They own the rubes, and that matters more to them than truth or children's suffering. People this corrupt don't deserve to have a media platform, and they don't deserve to have control of the presidency or any power of any kind. And at the very least, those who use their power this cynically should be respected by absolutely nobody. Then there's big tech. Clearly manipulating public discourse for highly partisan ends. Social media has become what the big three cable news networks were decades ago, falsely nonpartisan. Manipulators of elections like ABC, CBS, and NBC. Twitter and Facebook's control and their ability to control culture and politics through brain drips, feeding lies into millions of Americans' minds, need to end yesterday. This is about our continued existence as a nation. all of the corporate press and big tech all ratified and spread a coordinated disinformation campaign in order to elect Joe Biden and defeat Donald Trump. And they barely snatched it. And they had to do it by suppressing information. It was a very difficult undertaking for them to do. But they did it. They were successful at it. Now, when elections are an elaborate charade and their outcomes are openly manipulated by giant special interests, we don't have self-government. We don't have self-determination or democracy or constitutional government representation, any of that. For those of us who love those things because we believe they're God-given and precious rights and responsibilities, this is a dark reality. You might call this world the left wants to live in Chinese communism with American characteristics. And I don't want to live in that world, and at least 74 million other Americans don't want to, and I suspect that number's higher. We're not going to keep being abused by our own government quietly. And we're not going to believe them anymore. So when you're talking about disinformation, remember who that really is. The New York Times, Twitter, Facebook, The Atlantic, and all their corrupt, self-congratulating Aspen Institute friends. If you're not going to look at what's unfolding in front of you when they're admitting it to you and saying, look what we did and you can't do anything about it. That's what they're saying. We need to overturn this. We need to make sure this doesn't happen again. And we need to make sure that we can maybe help our neighbors see what's going on. That's our really our only choice. We got hour number two inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.